From Maine Public Radio and MainePublic.org, I'm Ed Morin, bringing you the news on this day in Maine, Monday, December 31st, 2018. And on this day, thoughts from Maine's incoming Attorney General on joint actions with other states. We speak with Maine poet Wesley McNair, who's been asked by Governor-elect Janet Mills to present a new original work at her inauguration. That's ahead in a moment.
This Day in Maine is made possible by listeners like you and by Coastal Maine Botanical Gardens, presenting Gardens Aglow, where visitors will see the gardens in a whole new light, now through December 31st. MaineGardens.org.
Governor Paul LePage has pardoned a former Republican state lawmaker for a 35-year-old felony-level drug trafficking conviction, a move that could affect an ongoing investigation into whether that same lawmaker illegally hunted with firearms. Steve Missler reports.
Former State Representative Jeffrey Pierce of Dresden said he requested clemency for the conviction and that he was notified by LePage's office that the governor had signed the pardon late last week. Pierce did not agree to a recorded interview, but he reiterated previous comments in which he described the conviction as ancient history, and the Maine Democratic Party's move to publicize his past during his unsuccessful re-election bid as dirty politics. Pierce also acknowledged that he had hunted with firearms since his conviction, but he says he didn't realize that he was violating state and federal laws prohibiting anyone convicted of a felony-level crime from possessing firearms. The firearms violation is the subject of an investigation by the Maine Warden Service, a probe that's still open, according to spokesman John McDonald. Under state law, a pardon does not expunge a criminal record, but it makes it confidential in most instances. The governor's office did not respond to emails or a phone message seeking comment. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Steve Missler.
Bankroll lawyer Aaron Fry will take over as Maine's Attorney General this week as the current occupant of that position moves up to become Maine's next governor. Fry says he'll bring his own set of priorities to the office but will continue to look for opportunities to join with other states in lawsuits targeting federal agencies and private companies that are taking unfair advantage of Maine people. Mal Leary reports.
Fry says the state is already involved in suits joined by other states that are challenging federal policies, including those of the Environmental Protection Agency. He says any decisions about joining other multi-state lawsuits will be based on three broad criteria: remediation, transparency, and accountability.
Remediation to make sure that Maine citizens have an avenue to, you know, get the relief that they need because of what bad actors did on the national level, taking advantage of Maine citizens. Transparency in making sure it's clear what these bad actors are doing, why it's wrong, and how to prevent it from happening again.
And accountability, Fry says, means making sure those bad actors understand that their behavior will not be tolerated in the future. He says working with other state AGs allows Maine to split the tab on legal challenges that protect the interests of its citizens.
By working with other attorneys general across the United States, it does allow Maine to better leverage the resources that we do have, not overcommit the state to large litigation that may otherwise overwhelm us if it was just our state.
Fry says he will explore joining one of the multi-state lawsuits targeting the pharmaceutical industry, which he says was aware that the drugs it has been marketing, including OxyContin, are highly addictive. He says he'll also look into joining a suit against drug distributors that court documents indicate sometimes have made more in profits than drug makers. Current AG Janet Mills has joined several multi-state lawsuits against the Trump administration and says she has faith in Fry's judgment on future lawsuits.
It's a great job. It really is. And I think the world of Aaron Fry, I'm doing my best to make for a smooth transition there, too. And I'm so happy, you know, there's an attorney general I'll be able to work with as governor.
Fry says he's looking forward to working with Mills, but promises to maintain the same degree of independence that Mills has held during her tenure.
My judgment in terms of how the Attorney General's office should be focused, it's always going to go back to, is the citizenry of Maine benefiting from the work that's being done?
Mills takes the oath of office as governor Wednesday evening. Fry takes the oath of office as Attorney General the next day. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Mal Leary.
Maine Governor-elect Janet Mills has asked former Maine Poet Laureate Wesley McNair to deliver an original poem written for her inauguration Wednesday evening. McNair is a professor emeritus at the University of Maine at Farmington, Mills' hometown. An inaugural poem had long been a prominent part of the ceremony. That changed 8 years ago when Republican Paula Page decided against including an official poem as part of the occasion. In keeping with the governor-elect's wishes, McNair isn't providing details of his new work, but he says he's pleased that poetry is being included.
Well, this occasion in particular is about change, after all. We've had one administration for 8 years, and we've gotten used to that administration, and suddenly we have another one with a very different point of view. Poetry, after all, is in the end most of all interested in a change of mind and a change of heart. So I think it's a perfect thing to turn to on an occasion like this one. The other thing that poetry commonly does is to start us off down in the weeds of our shared human experience and gradually to adjust our vision upward. And so a broader notion of things, a vision of life can flow through the experience.
As has been noted, Governor LePage decided not to have poetry included in his inaugurations. I'm wondering what you thought about that.
Well, I missed having it there. I missed having the vision of poetry. I missed having poetry's inclination toward intuitive understanding, which is a kind of an understanding that all at once sees the one thing in relation to things in general, the one experience or set of experiences in a broader way. And I think that that way of thinking, that way of feeling, because poetry is a language not only of thought but of the heart, is extremely important as you're beginning any new enterprise, any new year, any inauguration, for that matter, to speak of what's right here in front of us.
Now, I understand that the name of your poem has been announced. It's called?
It's called The Song for the Unsung.
And I also understand that based on the governor-elect's wishes, you really aren't providing much details. I'm wondering, however, if you could give us some insights into the theme or maybe into the process that you're going through or have gone through to create this work.
Well, I can tell you this, that I was reluctant to do it at first. I told Janet when she asked me to write this poem for her inauguration that I wasn't sure I could do it because it was a poem by assignment, as poems for occasions are, and I wanted to make sure that I had something to say, that I could make a personal claim on this subject. But it gradually came over me that Janet is an old friend and a kind of kindred spirit, so that I could say whatever was in my heart, and it would probably be okay. I've moved from there to this theme of mine, almost instantly to this theme of mine, this song that I want to ask others to sing with me and to sing with Janet. I want to save the main surprise for the reading itself.
Well, I understand that the governor-elect has published some works of poetry. That certainly has to be kind of a warming experience for
it
people
really
who
is.
Are poets.
It is, because out of this capacity poets have, this need that poets have to empty their minds and to open themselves to the world, comes poetry. And I think Janet is going to be an extraordinary leader in the end because she has the special capacity to listen and to learn from what she hears. Because she has that capacity that not all political leaders have, I think she's going to do very well in the Blaine House and in the State House.
I thank you so much for talking with me.
Thank you, Ed.
Former Maine Poet Laureate Wesley McNair, who will be delivering a poem written for Janet Mills' inauguration Wednesday evening in Augusta. Maine Public Radio, television, and online will air the inaugural ceremony live beginning Wednesday evening at 6. For more of today's Maine news, visit our website, mainepublic.org. And for Maine Public, that's This Day in Maine, Monday, December 31st, 2018. Thanks to Susan Sharon, Patty White, Willis writer Arnold Keith Shortall, and our digital team, Amit Morin.